Hello, and welcome to the New Hermetics program, The Power of Earth. Although we have now worked with all of the four elements, in this program we will particularly focus on the element of Earth. The Earth element is the densest element, and it is the first element that we will really master. The other three elements will each be mastered in the zealot, practitioner, and philosopher levels of the New Hermetics. The element of Earth manifests in every personality as the concerns of the body and as the concerns that we feel directly in the body. In the 8-circuit model of consciousness, this is called the biosurvival circuit, and this part of us controls our instinct for moving toward pleasure and away from pain. We all move toward pleasure and try to avoid pain. This is our number one instinct. And we share this instinct with all forms of life, all the way down to the one-celled bacteria. We have no conscious control over this instinct. It is as automatic as the beating of our hearts. However, there are experiences in life that we find painful or difficult to deal with, even though they present us with no actual physical danger. We may retreat from taking action in various parts of our lives because of these pain signals that we receive. These pain signals can be totally crippling to accomplishing the things that we want in our lives, but you can take control of your internal pain and pleasure signals with the use of this program. In this program, we will reprogram our instincts to allow us increased human abilities and freedom from useless fears that are holding us back from the complete fulfillment of our destiny. For example, if you feel pain at the thought of public speaking, you will be able, with the technology in this program, to change your reaction to one of pure pleasure instead. You'll be able to get rid of all of your phobias and irrational worries as quickly as you like. In short, you may eliminate all physical fear with the repeated use of this program. This program is meant to be used as a technology. You will need to choose a specific situation that brings you painful responses and focus on this one pain. You may again use the program later with other pains. Please use this program wisely. Use it only for the purpose of making positive changes that will expand your possibilities in life. Throw back your limitations rather than attempting to create new ones. Don't use this technology to deal with serious traumas without supervision. Because this program contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you must not listen to it while in a moving automobile or while engaged in any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time while you're listening to this program, a situation that occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to normal conscious awareness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now, please find a quiet place where you will be able to sit or lie down without being disturbed for about the next half hour. Now that you're in a totally comfortable and relaxing place, I would like you to allow your eyes to close and begin simply relaxing, letting go of all of your tensions. Now that you're starting to relax, I'd like you to take a deep breath in with me. And let it out into relaxation. And take a deep breath in, and out, and in, and down, and in, and down. And in, and out, and continue breathing, allowing yourself to relax more and more with each breath that you take. And as you're relaxing more and more, you can become aware of your body rising and falling as you continue to slowly breathe. And as you continue to breathe deeply and slowly, you can become aware of your heart beating, and you can feel its soothing rhythm. And this can let you feel totally relaxed and at peace. And you can become aware of your spine as it rests against a soft, yielding surface. And you can become aware of your feet. And you can allow a current of warm, relaxing, soothing energy to move up into your feet, allowing them to relax more and more. And this warm current of soothing energy can move up into your ankles and into your calves, allowing your calves to totally relax. And this warm, soothing energy can move into your thighs and your buttocks, totally relaxing. And this energy can move into your groin and up into your abdomen, relaxing your stomach and your lower back. And it can move up into your chest, relaxing your chest and your shoulders and your upper back. And you can allow this warm, soothing energy to ooze down into your arms, relaxing your upper arms and your elbows and your forearms, all the way down into your hands and your fingers, totally relaxing. And you can allow this warm, soothing energy to move up into your neck and your throat, relaxing your neck and your throat, totally relaxing. And this soothing, relaxing energy can move up into your neck and face and up through the crown of your head. And you are beginning to feel quite relaxed. And you can allow this relaxation to deepen more and more with every breath that you take. And now, you can begin to imagine a door in front of you. It is the doorway to your inner temple. And you may now open this door and step through into your inner temple, moving to the center of the room. You can see this square room with four colored walls, yellow in the east in front of you, red to your right in the south, black to your left in the north, and blue behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky, and directly above your head, a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. And I want you to look up at this shining globe of white radiance above your head, and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light descending to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to glow more and more brightly, getting bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you can look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you can say, knowledge. And you can look to the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you can say, will. And you can look at the blue water wall of your inner temple behind you and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, daring. And you can look at the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making this wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you can say, silence. And you can face the yellow wall again, extending your imaginary arms to the sides, forming a cross. And you can say, before me, intelligence. Behind me, understanding. To my right, creation. To my left, manifestation. And you can see your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. Now you can allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. Now, turn to the left or north of your inner temple and face the earth wall. See the black color of the wall. Feel the heaviness, hardness, and solidity of the element of earth. Imagine this wall opening up into a rocky landscape before you. Now, in a moment, you're going to enter this rocky landscape, but before you do, I'd like you to clearly think the particular painful situation that you are going to be correcting with this program. And now, step into this rocky landscape. You may look around you in this landscape, seeing stones and dark earth, hills and mountains, and you may feel yourself connecting with the earth element. As you feel yourself becoming one with the element of earth, you can become aware of the solidity of your body, your weight, and the structure of your body. Experience the sensations of heaviness, coldness, and dryness. Feel the sensations of earth in your body. Now, as you are identified with earth, become aware of the painful situation that is currently causing you anxiety and upset. As you are thinking of this, I would like you to identify the part of you that creates the pain. It may be an image, or a feeling, or a voice inside you that tells you some message. Is it a feeling, an image, or series of images, or a voice telling you something. Once you've found the part of you that causes this pain, begin to establish communication with this part, making sure that it's going to be willing to communicate with you. Now that you're in communication with this part, ask this part of you what the positive intention behind this pain signal is. The pain that this part is giving you is trying to accomplish some useful function, and if you ask, this part of you will communicate this function. Is it trying to protect you? Trying to give you a message? Trying to help you in some way? Let this part of you inform you of its purpose. Now that you know the positive intention behind this painful experience, ask this part of you if it would be willing to try a different method for achieving this same positive result, other than giving you pain. Tell this part of you that it is actually harming you rather than helping you by giving you this pain signal, and that you want it to fulfill its function. But you want to be free from this pain signal. Does this part of you agree that it will be willing to try some other method of accomplishing its purpose? Make sure that it does. Now that this part has agreed to try something new, you need to connect with your own creativity and come up with some alternative ways that this part of you can accomplish the positive intention without causing you pain. Simply allow your creativity to connect with this part of you. You don't even have to be fully conscious of the communication between these two parts of you, and allow them to come up with three or more different ways of accomplishing this positive intention without causing you pain. Now that your creativity and the part of you that's been causing this pain have come up with some alternative ways of accomplishing the positive intention, ask this part of you that causes the pain if it will agree to try one or more of these three ways or more instead of causing you the pain. Thank you. imagine yourself in the situation that used to cause you pain, and instead allow yourself to feel pleasure. Feel warm, joyful sensations in your body. Visualize positive experiences and tell yourself positive things. Now ask the part of you that formerly caused you pain if it will allow you to feel pleasure in this way. If this part of you is hesitant, you'll need to do this program again. But assuming that this part of you is happy to accept this more positive experience, make sure that the rest of your whole being is comfortable with this change. Allow yourself to feel happy and pleasurable. And now, turn around and move back into your inner temple. Look up once again at the shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as that light reaches your feet, allow another globe of dazzling white light to appear at your feet. And allow another globe of light to appear at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun can now begin to form, glowing brightly in your heart, beginning to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple and you are in the midst of the light. And you can look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, knowledge. And you can look to the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, will. And you can look at the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, daring. And you can look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, silence. Now, face the yellow wall again, extending your imaginary arms at your sides to form a cross, and say, before me, intelligence, behind me, understanding, to my right, creation, to my left, manifestation, seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. Now allow them to fade from view, knowing that they're still protecting and empowering you. and look up at the shining globe of white radiance above your head again, experiencing that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with that shaft of light, descending to your feet. And another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow, and it gets bigger and bigger, until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you may turn now to the west wall of your inner temple, and go through the door, back out into your body, as I count from 1 to 5 and you return to normal consciousness. 1, getting in touch with your body and breathing. 2, becoming focused and clear. 3, knowing that your success with the new hermetics is assured. 4, wiggling your fingers and toes. And 5, fully alert, refreshed. Congratulations. You have successfully reprogrammed your soul to experience pleasure where you used to experience pain. If you experienced any resistance from the part of you that used to cause you pain or any other part of your consciousness, simply go through the program one more time and address those other issues, and you will find yourself completely free of this pain from now on. This is the end of this program. Please fast forward the tape to properly cue up the next program for your listening.